Well, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan. I'm your host for these daily challenges. And today's Wednesday. So we take the topic we've been looking at all week and explored in Scripture yesterday, and we start to look at how it applies to our lives. We've been looking at how Jesus called his followers to be the light of the world, and that seems strange considering Jesus is generally described in that way. And it's no mistake, because Jesus is calling his followers not to generate light themselves, but rather to reflect light into the world, his light. He's inviting his followers to be reflectors. When you think about it, Jesus himself was showing us how. Jesus was the perfect reflection of God. There's a time later in the Bible where it says that Jesus is the perfect image of the invisible God. When you can't see God, Jesus is something, someone you can see to understand God. Jesus is described in the Bible as being fully God and fully human. He's fully God in that he fully, perfectly reflects God and who God is. And yet he's fully human in that he was showing us how we were truly meant to be. We were created to be in God's image. We were created for a kind of life that's very different from the one we live today. We were created to reflect God's image perfectly. And that image is broken and marred in human beings today because of our rebellion against God. And Jesus, as God himself coming to earth in human flesh, showed us what that perfect reflection was like. He showed us what it meant to be truly human, to be who we were made to be. Now, of course, we are not Jesus, and we never want to confuse ourselves with Jesus. This is why I talk a lot about us learning to be followers of Jesus. Practice makes perfect. Learning to follow Jesus doesn't mean you will be the perfect reflection of God, like Jesus, especially not on day one. No one you've ever met on earth has been a perfect reflection of God. No one you've ever met on earth is exactly living as they were created to live. We are all broken and fallen human beings because of that rebellion that we call sin. We all reflect God imperfectly, but God is working on us, polishing our mirrors, so we reflect him more clearly, with the intent that in his kingdom, we become fully polished, and we're living as we were created to live with God in the beginning. If we resist that kind of polishing, and we say, no, we don't want to reflect God's image, we want to reflect something else that we think is better and more important, that's kind of like what Jesus described as covering up his light in our lives, hiding our lamp under a bushel. It's resisting God's transformation. It's resisting God's polishing, his perfection of us, and saying that we think we could do a better job. Instead, our job as followers of Jesus, or people trying to be followers of Jesus, is to show that it is imperfect people that God is madly in love with. And it's imperfect people who can enter into a real relationship with God and to be perfected by him. It's not our job to perfect ourselves first to be acceptable to God. Jesus was the one who made us acceptable to God once again. Our job is to give light to all the house, to let the light of Jesus shine through us so it enlightens other people's lives, so others can see more clearly who they were created to be as well. A great Christian author, C.S. Lewis, once said this. He said, "I believe in Christianity as I believe the sun has risen, not only because I see it, but because by it, I see everything else." As people trying to follow Jesus, we're called to bring light to others in our world so they Not so they can see us, not so they can see Christians, but rather so they can see life as it truly is. See God, who he is, what he's like, through a life lived in his footsteps, emulating one that was perfectly lived in his footsteps, the life of Jesus. Well, tomorrow we'll try to apply that to our lives, but first I've got a question for you. I'm asking, what could make a human being a good reflector of God's perfect light? And I'll give you a little hint. Look to Jesus for your answer. Well, have a great discussion with your group if you have one, or have a good time contemplating that if you haven't got a group together yet. Have a great day. I'll see you tomorrow.